What could be more fun and adventurous than hunting for shedded antlers? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. As winter lingers, responsible shed hunting is critical for big game. Responsible. I'm going to let Fish and Game's Brian Pearson explain.
Wintering big game animals are really susceptible to any kind of disturbance, whether it's from passing motorists, domestic dogs, predators, or shed hunters in late winter and early spring. And we really want to encourage everyone to try and limit disturbances to big game animals on winter range. And that's because at this time of year, deer and elk are relying on their body reserves and what little nutrition they can get from surrounding vegetation. So you can think of a deer's or elk's fat reserves as a gas tank that has to get them through the winter. And as they get into March, that tank is running pretty close to empty. So any extra movement an animal makes costs energy, and that depletes what little reserves they have left. Energy depletion can lead to sickness and oftentimes death, especially for fawns and calves at this critical time of the year. And a significant portion of our fawn and calf mortality occurs in March, which happens to be when a lot of shed hunters are out hitting the field. And so we kind of encourage shed hunters to follow a couple steps to minimize potential negative impacts for big game by taking some precautions while enjoying their sport.
Who would have thought shed hunting would lead to depredation? Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.